My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We hear the words of this praising soul and rejoicing spirit on this day, which is an Easter day, or rather a celebration of the after effects of the resurrection of Jesus. In this day of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, now we see her first in this flesh and blood story of her traveling to help Elizabeth, one young expectant mother traveling to help another. And they rejoice at what God has done and that she has believed the Word of God. And we see her now in eternity, this woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, sharing the glory, clothed in the glory of her risen Son. Yes, this is about the effects of the resurrection of Jesus for all eternity. So we look to her as our beacon of hope that the grace and power of His resurrection will bring us at last to share the glory of her Son and the glory that she shares with Him. So we praise the risen Christ, for it's through one man that death came into the world, but by a man that came the resurrection of the dead. And so we join this praising soul and rejoicing spirit as we look to her as our beacon of hope. A Passionist priest has penned these words: Mary, the dawn, Christ, the perfect day. Mary, the gate, Christ, the heavenly way. Mary, the root, Christ, the mystic vine. Mary, the grape, Christ, the sacred wine. Mary, the wheat sheaf, Christ, the living bread. Mary, the stem, Christ, the rose, blood red. Mary, the temple, Christ, the temple's Lord. Mary, the shrine, Christ, the God adored. Mary, the beacon, Christ, the haven's rest. Mary, the mirror, Christ, the vision blessed. Mary, the mother, Christ, the mother's Son. Both by all things blessed, while endless ages run.